إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we continue with the Qasas al-Anbiya, the stories of the prophets, and how beautiful these stories are. True stories. They're not Qisas, they are Qasas. They are true stories. And what better than to busy ourselves with the Qur'an and those stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, where there are many great benefits and parables, many great things that we can learn from these stories and use in our everyday lives in order to benefit, inshallah, na'am, ourselves and our families. We come to the story of Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam. Prophet Ayyub. After Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, Kana Ayyubu min anbiya'i bani Israel. Ayyub was from the prophets of Bani Israel. ومن الأصفياء الكرام وقد ذكره الله في كتابه وأثنى عليه ومن الأصفياء الكرام, from those Allah has chosen as being honorable. وقد ذكره الله في كتابه, Allah mentioned him in his book and he spoke well of him. وأثنى عليه بالخصال الحميدة عموما, and he mentioned of him some traits, of course, that were considered to be praiseworthy, that he had good character, patience, humility, being constant in worshipping Allah, constant in being steadfast, constant in being patient, in being repentant, in having humility, in being firm, dedicated to pass the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested him with. And then Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, وَالصَّبَرْ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ خصوصاً, specifically, he had patience upon that trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trialed him with. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِبْتَلَاهُ بِوَلَدِهِ, Allah trialed him with his child or children, وَأَهْلِهِ, and his family, وَمَالِهِ, and his wealth, loss of wealth, ثُمَّ بِجَسَدِهِ, and also thereafter with his body. فَأَصَابَهُ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ, so trials overcame him, afflicted him, مَا لَنْ يُصَبْ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْخَلْقِ, whereby no other one from the creation had been trialed with, yani in these particular trials that he had. فَصَبَرَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, he was patient over the command of Allah, over the will of Allah, over the decree of Allah. وَلَمْ يَزَلْ مُنِيبًا لِلَّهِ, and he continued to be repentful continuously to Allah, turning to Allah. وَلَمَّا تَطَاوَلَ بِهِ الْمَرَضُ الْعَظِيمُ وَنَسِيَهُ الصَّاحِبُ وَالْحَمِيمُ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and when the affair of his sickness prolonged and it became difficult for him, became hard on him, to the extent those close to him had left him, he called upon his Lord, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ, that indeed dur has touched me, harm has touched me, and you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِمِينَ, and you, Allah, are the most merciful of those who are merciful. The Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 83. Please open verse 83, Surah Al-Anbiya, of Tafsir al-Sa'di. And bring me also Tafsir Ibn Kathir of that particular verse. This is learning for each and every one of us. فَقِيلَ لَهُ أُرْكُدْ بِرِجْلِكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, after 18 years of difficulty, 18 years, some of the scholars mention, or some of the tafasir mention, that he had like ulcers all over his body. 18 years, Ya Abdullah, where he had this difficulty, na'am, and closest ones left him. Imagine, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah protect us. 18 years, and he called upon Allah. Didn't complain to the people. He called upon Allah. مَسَنِي الدُّرْ إِنِّي مَسَنِي الدُّرْ أَنِّي مَسَنِي الدُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the one who is the most merciful. Naam, of those who are merciful. Ya Allah, Ayyub idh nada rabbahu anni masani ad-durr wa anta arhamur rahimin. Yadhkuru Allah ta'ala an Ayyub alayhi salam ma kana asabahu min al-bala'i fi malihi wa waladihi wa jasadihi. Allah mentions this story about Ayyub. Wadhalika annahu kana lahu min ad-dawab wal an'am. He was rich, he was wealthy. He had cattle, sheep, cows. He had all of that wealth. وَالْحَرْثُ شَيْءٍ كَثِيرٍ. And even land that which he cultivated much. وَأَوْلَادْ كَثِيرًا. Some say he had over 20 children, or about 20 children. Many children. وَمَنَازِلْ مَرْضِيَّةٍ. And houses, dwellings that were pleasing. فَابْتَلَى فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. فَابْتُلِيَ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. And he was tested in all of that. وَذَهَبَ عَنْ آخِرِهِ. وَذَهَبَ عَنْ آخِرِهِ. ثُمَّ ابْتُلِيَا فِي جَسَدِهِ. And when he lost all of that, he was also trialed regarding his body. وَأَفْرَدَ فِي نَاحِيَةِ مِنَ الْبَلَدِ وَأُفْرِدَ فِي نَاحِيَةِ مِنَ الْبَلَدِ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ أَحَدُ مِنَ النَّاسِ يَحْنُ عَلَيْهِ سِوَ زَوْجَتِهِ. And there was no one that remained with him except his wife. يَا أَخَوَاتِ. O sisters, O wives, this is wallahi a lesson for each and every one of the sisters who are married to their husbands, to be patient, to help them, to aid them, to be with them in times of difficulty, in times of hardship. Allah will aid you. Allah fi auni al-abd, ma kana al-abd fi auni akhihi. Allah will continue to help the servant so long as he helps his brother. Your husband in difficulty, help them, ease their pain. Don't make it worse. Don't give them ham wal gham, distress and hardship. Make it easy for them. They're going through difficulty, make it easy for them. Just like the wife of Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, she made it easy for him. She remained with him. كانت تقوم بأمره. She fulfilled his commandment, even though he had lost all of that. His wealth, na'am, he was trialed with his children, and yet he remained steadfast, and his wife remained steadfast. وَيُقَالُ إِنَّهَا احْتَاجَتْ. Even though she was in need. فَصَارَتْ تَخْدِمُ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ. She used to serve the people in order to help him, not having food in the house. Imagine, he had so much, but to the extent now, there's no food in the house. Subhanallah. No food in the house. وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Those who are tested the most are the prophets. ثُمَّ الْأَمْتَلْ ثُمَّ الصَّالِحُونَ. Then the righteous. ثُمَّ الْأَمْتَلْ فَالْأَمْتَلْ. Then those like them, them, those like, then those like them. In a hadith which is mentioned in al-Tabarani. Na'am. And this is an authentic narration. It is well-known hadith. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الْآخَرِ يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. A person is tested according to his deen. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي دِينِهِ صَلَابَةٌ زِيدَ فِي بَلَائِهِ. So if he has firmness in his deen, then his test is increased. يعني according to his deen. وَقَدْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ اللَّهِ أَيُّوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ غَايَةَ فِي الصَّبْرِ. He had so much patience. نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ أَيُّوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. وَبِهِ يُضْرَبُ الْمَثَلُ. And with him, examples should be given regarding his patience. وَفِي ذَلِكَ وَقَالَ يَزِيدُ بْنُ مَيْسَرَةَ لَمَّا ابْتَلَى اللَّهُ أَيُّوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِذِهَابِ الْأَهْلِ وَالْمَالِ وَالْوَلَدِ. When Allah tested Ayyub with loss of life, loss of children, loss of wealth. نعم. لم يبقى شيء له. Nothing remained for him. Nothing remained for him. To the extent that is reported, نعم, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah reports that even to the extent they had no food in the house, to the extent that his wife, she cut her hair to sell it, portions of her hair. It's not allowed, yani, to sell the hair in order to use as extensions for other, so that other women can use it as extensions. It's not allowed, but she was so desperate. There's a report that she cut her hair to sell the hair for what? For bread, ya akhi. For bread to give to Ayyub so that he can be fed. Ya Abdullah, look at this righteous wife. And look at that, what she did. Subhanallah, ahsan al-dhikr. Ya Allah. Thumma qala, ahmaduka rabb al-arbab, aladhi ahsanta ilayya, a'taytani al-mal wal-walad. Look, Ayyub, saying, alhamdulillah, you have given me all this. You gave me this. You gave me wealth. You gave me children. فَلَمْ يَبْقَى مِنْ قَلْبِ شُعْبَةٌ إِلَّا قَدْ دَخَلَهُ ذَلِكَ فَأَخَذَتْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ فَأَخَذَتْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ مِنِّي. He said, yes, and after that you took all of it from me. You took all of it from me. فَلَيْسَ يَحُولُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ شَيْءٍ. And nothing has come and will come between you and me, Allah. So he gave it to me, and he took it all away from me. And still he's saying, nothing will come between you and me, O Allah. Allahu Akbar. لو يعلم عدو إبليس بالذي صنعت حسدني بما صنعت حسدني. If Iblis knows this enemy of what I have done, then he would be jealous of me. That even after having losing my wealth, losing my family, my children, نعم, and now being trialed with my body, having ulcers or boils all over my body, all over my face, still not coming, not allowing anything to come between me and Allah. Not allowing anything to come between my heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. And Iblis, if he comes to know of my affair, then no doubt he would be jealous of me. Because Iblis was commanded and he didn't fulfill. But Ayyub alayhi salam was patient and he fulfilled the commandment of Allah. قال أيوب عليه الصلاة والسلام يا ربي إنك أعطيتني المال والولد فلم يقم على باب أحد يشكوني لظلم ظلمته وأنت تعلم ذلك وأنه كان يوطأ لي الفراش فأتركها وأقول لنفسي يا نفس إنك لم تخلقي لوطئ الفراش. And even when he was given much wealth, to the extent sometimes he would give in charity when he was in well-being, when he was in ease, he would give in charity carpets that he used to have and give out to the people. And he would say, oh Allah, you know that you did not create me just to walk over these carpets and walk over these just to be whether it's farash carpets or bedding. نعم ما تركت ذلك إلا ابتغاء وجهك. I did not leave these affairs except seeking your face, whether it is that which I have given in charity to those in need, except seeking your face. And that is mentioned in Ibn Abi Hatim. Rawahu Ibn Abi Hatim, kama dhakara Na'am Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. So we're just mentioning these narrations that are mentioned in Ibn that are mentioned Na'am by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. Rawahu Ibn Abi Hatim an Abi Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu qala lamma 'afa Allah Ayyuba amtara 'alayhi jaradan min dhahab. Because of his patience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him. How did he cure him? He mentioned to hit your feet on the ground and water will gush forth. After 18 years of having this difficulty, water gushed forth and he was commanded to wash with it, and he washed, and all of that, all of those boils or ulcers, that which his skin was afflicted with or his body was afflicted with, all of that left him. All of that left him. To the extent that when he went home, his wife didn't even recognize him. She said, ya Abdullah, if you come to see my husband, please tell me where about he is, where he is. He said, it's me, I'm your husband. Subhanallah, he said, it's me. She didn't recognize him, because now he's cured. Allahu Akbar. Look at that, after patience, after hardship, after difficulty, there is ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them for their patience. And he said here, فَجَعَلَ يَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ بِيَدِهِ وَيَجْعَلُهُ فِي ثَوْبِهِ. To the extent that when Allah cured him, after his patience, it rained, gold would be raining upon him. He said here, it would rain gold. Or jarad min dhahab, like locusts of gold. Yani wealth came upon him. فَقِيلَ لَهُ يَا أَيُّوبُ مَا تَشْبَعُ أَمَا تَشْبَعُ قَالَ يَا رَبِّ وَمَنْ يَشْبَعُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ. الله أكبر. He said to him, oh Ayyub, are you not yani full for all of these blessings that Allah has given you? Are you not full? He said, how could I be full? How could I yani feel sufficient over your mercy? Yani your mercy, we want more of your mercy, more of your kindness. أصله في الصحيحين وسيأتي في موضع آخر. And that is mentioned, نعم in Bukhari and Muslim, or similar to it is in Bukhari and Muslim. رحمة من عندنا, a blessing, a mercy from ourselves. So Shaykh al-Sa'di رحمه الله, in this story up, he mentioned that verse, أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فقيل له أركض برجلك. We mentioned that after he hit the ground, water gushed forth and he used it and he bathed in it. Shaykh al-Sa'di also rahimahullah mentions, ثم أعاد الله له أهله وماله وأعطاه من النعم والخيرات شيئا كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned his wealth, gave him his wealth, gave him also other blessings. نعم much good. وصار بهذا الصبر قدوة للصابرين, and with this patient he was an example for those who are patient. نعم, and for those who are trialed with difficulty and hardship. Then he mentions, وَكَانَ فِي مَرَضِهِ قَدْ وَجَدَ عَلَى زَوْجَتِهِ الْمَرْأَةَ الْبَارَّةَ الرَّحِيمَةَ فِي بَعْضِ شَيْءٍ فَحَلَفَ أَنْ يَجْلُدَهَا مِئَةَ جِلْدَةٍ فَخَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَعَنْهَا. And then he made an oath, actually, when she had sold her hair to get the bread, he had made an oath that he's going to whip her with 100 whips. SubhanAllah. I'll whip her with 100. Why? Because she sold her hair. She cut her hair and she sold it. He was angry. He was upset that why he did that for the bread. Of course, he had good intention, but he made this oath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that thereafter commanded him to fulfill his oath. This shows you that if you make an oath, you should fulfill. But Allah lessened that oath, lessened that whipping. Rather than whipping her 100 whips, na'am, that it was reduced to what? With the, gather 100 bundles and just with once to use it only once with 100 sticks or 100 sticks or 100, if you like, whips. And that was mentioned in that story. In that story. But we know from the sunnah of the Messenger that what is abrogated is abrogated. And that is, if you make an oath and in it it contains any disobedience or any harm, then one is to ask Allah's forgiveness for that oath that contains any harm or contains anything that is going to cause difficulty or oppression. Then no doubt the sunnah clearly shows us that one should not do that. Astaghfirullah, tubu ilay, and that is replaced with what? With, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ كَذَلِكِ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And they told us how to expiate for over our oaths. And that is, تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ الرَّقَبَةِ. That is, that you feed 10 people. عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون 10 people. Allah mentions it in Surah Al-An'am. نعم, 10 people that you feed and or clothe them with that which you clothe yourself with or that which you feed yourself with. نعم, and if you're not able to do that, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ, then you fast for 3 days. That is in the Quran, and that is the expiation for an oath, making an oath. That is an oath that is binding. But if it's an oath that has contained in it ma'asiyah, disobedience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or an oath that contains harm, then you should seek forgiveness and do the expiation. That is better, and Allah knows best. Na'am. The last 2 points that Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah mentions, وَفِي هَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ كَفَارَةَ الْيَمِينَ لَمْ تُشْرَعْ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَ شَرِيعَتِنَا وَأَنَّ الْيَمِينَ. So because in those times, in the time of Ayyub alayhi salam, there was no كَفَارَةُ الْيَمِينَ. There was no expiation for that oath, for breaking an oath. But we know in our Sharia, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his most complete Sharia, Islam, that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, then there is كَفَارَةُ. There is an expiation for oath. تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِي. نعم. As the verse Allah mentions, that تطعمون عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة, or to free a slave. فإن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم واحفظوا أيمانكم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تشكرون. These are the signs that you may gain شكر to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, thanks to Allah. And that is that He has given us an expiation for breaking any oaths. وفي هذا دليل على أن من لا يحتمل إقامة الحد عليه لضعفه ونحوه أنه يقام عليه مسمى ذلك لأن الغرض التمكين ليس الإتلاف والإهلاك. نعم. And so from that story we see that we learn from Ayyub عليه الصلاة والسلام that he supplicated to Allah, and Allah's Messenger has shown us in many narrations to supplicate to Him if we are inflicted with any harm, any difficulty. For example, when we are one of the du'as that we can say, and that is in witr, as well as in other times, one of the du'as that the Messenger used to say in order for cure and for hardship to be removed, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma yahulu baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwin bihi alayna musibat ad-dunya wa matti'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina. This section here where Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say wa matti'na bi asma'ina, that Allah bless us, na'am, with our hearing that you have given us, wa absarina, and our sight, wa quwwatina, and our strength. Bless us with that. Ma ahyaytana, so long as we are alive, that you keep us alive. Waj'alhu al-waritha minna, waj'al ta'rana ala man zalamana, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Him to deal with the oppressors who have oppressed us. Wansurna ala man aadana, and to give us victory over those who have opposed us or are enemies to us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا, and do not make a trial, affliction, a difficulty in our deen. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا, and not to make the dunya the greatest concern for us. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا, not that, nor the knowledge that we seek only, يعني, without seeking the knowledge of the akhirah, or the knowledge that leads to the akhirah. Don't make the dunya your in all and end all. وَلَا تُصَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا, and not to send over us, to harm us, those who will not have mercy on us. So in this dua, you can see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for well-being, na'am, in his hearing, in his sight, and also in his strength. And that is, you'll find it in other narrations where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, calls us to have, to supplicate for our bodies, for our strength, to have strength, to have good sight, to have good hearing, to have good bodies. If you have a good body with strength, take care of your body, it will take care of you when you get older. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah always used to say, take care of it when you're young, it will take care of you when you're older. To the extent that we mention, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah in his 90s, and he would drink Pepsi and Coke. Some people, subhanAllah, in their 30s, in their 20s, they can't drink this. Nah. So you take care of your body with ibadah, with looking after it, with good food. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنْ نَسَ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two things people waste most, the free time and good health. Look after your health, look after your, and ask Allah to protect you in your body. Ask Allah to protect you from sickness. And in sickness as well, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about expiation for your sins. لَبَاسًا طَهُورًا inshaAllah. We say that. And this hadith is important. That when you say to somebody, لَبَاسًا طَهُورًا inshaAllah, لَبَاسْ عَلَيْكَ, نَعَمْ, that may you be cured and this will be also tahur for you. Supplication. But here he said, inshaAllah. So how is it when we supplicate, we don't say inshaAllah because we should be certain. May Allah cure you. Don't say inshaAllah. But why is it here we say labaz and tahur inshaAllah? Is there any contradiction here? No. Rather, this is min bab al-khabar. Sheikh Fawzan says, min bab al-khabar, يعني this is actually من باب الخبر. You are actually telling the person, not, oh Allah, may he cure. We are saying to you, no, we are not saying, we are not supplicating actually, but rather we are saying, لا باس طهورا, from باب الخبر, that you will be cured, inshallah, you'll be cured. This is from باب الخبر. We're not asking Allah to cure you. We say, you will be cured, and you will be purified from sins. طهورا, inshallah. This is not a supplication, rather this is a statement. Allah will cure you, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who, when we are afflicted with any affliction or difficulty, whether it's loss of life, loss of wealth, difficulties in our families, difficulties in our life, difficulties in our health, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who turn to Him and ask of Him, supplicate to Him, say the dua, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. That no, nothing can harm you. By the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can harm you. Say this dua 3 times, morning and evening. Whether it's in the earth, whether it is in the sky, the heavens above, nothing can harm you. Say this dua, Bismillah. When you go in a form of residence, maybe you're passing by a town, go in the residence, say, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Seeking refuge with the complete words of your Lord from the evil that He has created. Say this dua. I remember one time going with Shaykh Ubaid from Medina to Mecca. And I was with my family, and he had one member of his family in the car, and we were going. 7-seater car. And on the way, he said, stop by. We stopped by the petrol station. Usually, we just go straight to Mecca. 4 hours, 5 hours, alhamdulillah. Shaykh said, no, we have with us women. We have women with us. They have needs. Park the car, hire one of those little huts for about a few hours, and until they tell us let's go, then we go. SubhanAllah, I was like, Allahu Akbar, if I said that to my wife, we'll be there until morning. Because what we know from the women, mashallah, tabarakallah. So the Shaykh said, no, let's wait. As soon as we entered, he said, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Say this dua, nothing will harm you from anything that is in this. It could be a scorpion, could be a snake, nothing will harm you. Say this dua. So we said that dua and we stayed. And I'm, waiting for our family to say something. We're waiting. Shaykh, don't say let them, because the women have needs. Let them. So Allah give us that character that Shaykh Ubaid Hafidhullah has of how he is with his family members, subhanAllah. And we, after that, alhamdulillah, they said, let's go. So we said, yeah, let's go. So then we got on the car and we continued. Just a fa'ida of that dua, not to leave off those adhkar in morning and evening for protection. From shaitan, protection from also any animal, any scorpion, anything that might bite you or harm you. Also the adhkar, asking Allah for security. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afi fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afi fi dini, dunyai wa ahli wa mali. Allahumma astur awrati wa amir rawati. Ahfadna min bayna yadayhi, min khalfi, wa an yamini, wa an shimali. Wa min fawqi, wa'udhu bi'azamatika an uqtala min tahti. Saying this dua, morning and evening. And for protection as well, for security. We need Allah's protection and security. Saying the adhkar also, if you have sickness, then put in your hand over your pain and saying Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, malik yawm al-deen, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqeem, sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayri maghdubi alayhim al-dallin. Amin. You say it over yourself, you can say over somebody else, but don't ask for ruqya. Better not to ask for someone to do over you. You do it, yaqi. Why is it they're reciting? Quran, yaqi. Do you know how to recite Quran? Recite it over yourself. Have yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to cure you. And at least it's ibadah for you. Say it. Put your hand over your pain and say that dua. Say that surah. And the Prophet said that to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. He said to him, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنْهَا ruqya. How did you come to know that it was an incantation? How did you know that it was a reason for a cure? Surah Al-Fatiha. Reading the Quran, reading Fatiha over the pain that you have. How did you know? And the story goes, a nice story about Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, when he came upon a town and he saw people, he asked them for shelter, they didn't give it to him. As he was leaving, they inquired, does any one of you can cure our leader, the leader of the town? He's been bitten by a scorpion and he needs someone to help him get cured. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, initially they were not going to, because he didn't give us shelter. But in the end, they said to them, if you stay and do something to help him get cured, we will give you a ju'la. We will give you some sheep. Slaughter a sheep, and we'll give you parts of the sheep to take with you as a reward. Only after he's cured. Sheikh Rabbi says, nowadays the Raqis, they go and they read over. The person, they read over and he gets money, The man is still sick. Yeah. The hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri, he helped read him Fatiha and the man was cured. Then he gave him ju'la. Then he gave him sheep and he gave him that which is part of the sheep. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, give me a share. I mean, it's allowed to give a ju'la. But once the man is cured, not for the person, he goes back, mashallah, the Raqi is getting rich. Even now he's advertising on the newspaper. This is read Fatiha and you get mashallah, tabarakallah, 50, 60 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds. Now he's famous. Where's that Raqi? Where's the Raqi? Ya akhi, you're the Raqi. Do it over yourself. Read Quran over yourself, Fatiha over yourself. Don't allow these crooks. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidullah was in his house once. Well, one of them was there. Huh? He said to him, who put you in that position? Who put you in that position? SubhanAllah, it came into a book, actually. It came out as a book. A nice book. He said, who put you in that position? The position of advertising your name. You're the Raqi. You're the one who advertises. He said, yeah, Sheikh, the people. Ya akhi, who put you in that position? Who put you in that position? SubhanAllah, that you do it out of business. That you do it for tijara. And the man is still sick. The woman is still sick. And Allah hadi him. Some of them, they go and put his hand over a woman. And he's reading over her. He's touching her, he's reading over her. Allah hadi. What are you doing, Yahi? What are you doing? Prophet said, that a man, a hot iron rod pierced my head, is ahwan, is easy for me, easier for me, than a man touching a woman. To touch her hand or to touch a woman. No, she comes out and she says, good morning, sir. And you put your hand out and shake her hand. No, don't shake her hand. It's ahwan for you. To have an iron rod, hot iron rod, piercing your head, than you to shake her hand. How are you putting your hand over her? Over her head, over her side, over her. And you say, I'm doing raqiyah, fatiha. Masallah salama. Taqillah. There's people doing that. Said, mashallah. Who put you in that situation? Next minute he marries her. Khalas. Women fitna inna kaidahunna azim. First she asks for ruqya, then she asks for zawaj. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Not necessarily a portal.
Huh? Now they say portal in the shop and they say
this portal
has been read by sources. Allah, I heard Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari refute this. He said, where is this? The person asked, can we read over these and basically do what he's doing, do what they're doing. He says, mashallah, why are they reading on bottles? Why don't they come and read over the whole khazan? Read over the whole thing. It'll be cheaper. This is wholesale. Read over the whole khazan. You know khazan? Yani a container, which contains, mashallah, big container. Every house has a big container of water at the top of the house. In Saudi, they usually have a big container. Read over the whole khazan. The big container. MashaAllah, it's cheaper. This bottle is maybe 15 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. This one, Allahumma barik, read over that. Maybe it says, 100 pounds, the whole thing. Business. Using the words of Allah for business. Like that. Shame, Allah. Shame. But we as a community must wake up. Must wake up. You want to read, or you read over it. You read over it. If you follow that position, that reading over it, na'am, has been mentioned by some of the scholars, if you follow that position. But there is no particular authentic hadith which says, na'am, that you do that as being a cure. What you do as being a cure from the authentic narrations, the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, read Fatiha over the plate, or read those du'as that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, over the harm that you have, na'am, that is mentioned, fine. Na'am, that is better, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. And be careful of these frauds. Be careful of these frauds. And if you have an illness, a sickness, whether it is jinn, na'am, inflicted with jinn, or inflicted with magic, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be patient. Just like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was patient. Be patient for many years. Be patient after hardship. There is ease. Have hope in Allah that He is the cure. When He says, Allahu bidurrin, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. When Allah wills that you are inflicted with a harm, none can remove it except Him. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. He is the one who cures when you are sick. أَمَنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Who is the one who will answer the needy when he calls and removes the affliction, the difficulty, the calamity when he calls upon him, and he makes you vicegerents upon the earth, and he tread the earth for you. So we ask Allah to forgive us. And wallahi, one thing which will help each and every one of us, we end with this, that is, if you are afflicted with any difficulty, remember those who are worse than you, who are afflicted with more difficulty in the dunya. Those who do not have wealth, or do not have children because of a calamity that occurred for them, or they're not able to have children. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will, when you look at those who are less than you, you will thank Allah more for that which He has given you that He hasn't given others. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu. And just before we leave, then inshallah there's three booklets. Now, we mentioned some. How many years was Ayyub afflicted with? How many years? Yes? 18 years, mashallah, tabarakallah. Well done. And he was patient with those 18 years. What was he afflicted with? What are the main ones? Yes?
Disease and loss of wealth.
Loss of wealth? Disease. No, the skin, the boils on his body. And? And? Yes, wealth. All of that comes under wealth. JazakAllah khair. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Hayyakum Allah.